Democrats seek to affirm the dignity of LGBTQ by writing tax code of gendered language. By Warner Todd Houston on February 15, 2019. Democrats in Congress are hoping to remove gendered language from the U.S. tax code to make it more palatable for the gay lobby, according to reports. In a Valentine's Day announcement about the Equal Dignity for Married Taxpayers Act, Democrat Reps. Judy Chu, DCA, and Andy Levin, DME, espoused the need to update the U.S. tax code. The change would be in celebration of love on Valentine's Day. And, two, affirm the dignity of LGBTQ married couples. Tax filing is often difficult enough already without also making LGBTQ families feel prejudiced against, Chu added in the press release. This is a simple and common-sense fix that acknowledges LGBTQ couples as equals. The Supreme Court has recognized that love is love, no matter your gender identity. It's time our tax code does the same. Marriage equality became the law of the land 4 years ago. And it is past time for our laws to reflect that, Congressman Andy Levin added. In the U.S. Senate, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyde introduced a similar version, saying, "The tax code still reflects the discrimination of a bygone era. It's past time for that to change." Liberal advocacy groups such as the Human Rights Campaign and the National Center for Transgender Equality supported the bill. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThuston.